Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, wrapping up our thoughts on solar energy development. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. All this week, we've been spotlighting the information incorporated into an American Farm Bureau Federation paper on the expansion of solar energy development and the impact on rural communities. I was born and raised in an agricultural region of southwestern Minnesota, and on a recent trip back to the area, I was struck by the landscape scale development that have taken place there with electrical generation using wind towers. Taking in the scene of wind towers and their massive turning blades as far as one can see to the horizon is incredible. This area of the country has the wind resources to do what other areas are not capable of costly effectively doing. We know that Nevada, as well as other areas where the sun shines, has the resources available to yield needed electrical energy through utility-scale solar facilities. As the authors of the Farm Bureau article shared in their conclusion, solar energy can be a great tool in the reduction of greenhouse gases, but it risks decommissioning our most productive agricultural lands. Betty Resnick and Erica Hamilton, both with the American Farm Bureau Federation, also shared their thoughts on the need for balance, saying America needs renewable energy sources, and it also needs resilient farms and ranches to continue to provide the food, fiber, and fuel we all depend on. It isn't whether, it's where and how. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.